It's a brand new year, and after a busy couple of weeks in the world of sport, it's time to catch up with what you might have missed and to preview what not to miss this weekend. A very happy new year to you. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up on this week's edition of The World at Play, a new car for McLaren in Formula One, a new cycling record that will inspire you to get on your bike, and it's a rise, Sir Andy Murray. So despite being absolutely dominant in Formula One for the last several years, McLaren have announced this week that they certainly haven't been sitting on their laurels over the festive break and will reveal their 2017 car to the world at Silverstone on February the 23rd. The Mercedes website said on Wednesday that the reigning champions would unveil the beast to the world at the British Grand Prix circuit, which is of course just down the road from their Brackley factory. Mercedes won 19 out of the 21 races last season and started all but one race from pole position. World number one tennis player Andy Murray can now add another title to his growing list, although the title in question is not one he won on a tennis court. Murray was amongst a plethora of sports stars knighted in the New Year's honours list and starts 2017 as Sir Andy Murray. Speaking about the honour, he said, "I still feel like Andy Murray. That feels more normal, but I'm happy with the knighthood and it's a nice way to start the new year." Talking of nice ways to start the new year, Michael van Gerwen outclassed the defending champion Gary Anderson to win his second PDC World Darts Championship. The world number one won 7-3 at the Alexandra Palace in a match that contained 42 maximum 180s, a record for a single darts match. Scotland's Anderson, the winner in 2015 and 2016, broke the van Gerwen throw to lead the favourite 2-1 after three sets, but van Gerwen won 12 of the next 13 legs, and despite a late Anderson rally, the Dutchman hit bullseye to seal his win. A new athletics team event, headlined by the world's fastest man Usain Bolt, could revolutionise the sport, according to the World Athletics Chief, Lord Sebastian Coe. The inaugural Nitro Athletics events take place in Melbourne next month. Six teams of 24 athletes will be taking part in non-traditional events, such as middle distance and hurdle relays. The nine-time Olympic champion Bolt, who is now 30, will captain an All-Stars team at the event. And a French cyclist has ridden his way into the record books for the furthest distance cycled in 1 hour for a man in his age category. And it's the age category that's the important part here, because Robert Marchand is 105 years old. He pedalled a total of 22.547 kilometres, that's 14 miles, in the 60-minute time limit. Let's take a look ahead to the weekend then, and tennis fans have got a busy start to 2017. Finals in the Brisbane International, Chennai Open, Qatar Open, ASB Classic and the Gemdale Open to look forward to this weekend. As well as domestic fixtures across Europe, Rugby Union has got one game in the European Champions Cup with a Pool 1 clash between Racing 92 and Munster. The NFL in America is getting ready to wrap up its regular season with the Super Bowl just a month away now. It's wildcard weekend in both the AFC and NFC divisions, and the games include the Houston Texans against the Oakland Raiders. Seattle Seahawks travel to the Detroit Lions. Green Bay Packers travel to Giants Stadium to take on New York. And it's the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Miami Dolphins. The first multi-nation football tournament of the year just over a week away as well, with the Africa Cup of Nations getting underway on January the 14th. So this weekend could be the final chance you get to see your team's players from that region for a while. Notable fixtures this weekend include Paris Saint-Germain against Rennes and Marseille taking on Monaco in French Ligue 1. In the Bundesliga, second place RB Leipzig play fourth place Eintracht Frankfurt as they try to close a 3-point gap to Bayern Munich, who head the table. Spain and Barcelona travel to Villarreal, whilst Real Madrid play second bottom Granada. And finally, in England, the world's oldest cup competition hits the third round stage, which means the top two leagues join the FA Cup. Some tough tests ahead as well in the third round. Manchester City play West Ham. Manchester United take on Reading, and a Midlands derby between Stoke City and Wolverhampton Wanderers, which many think could turn into one of the games of the round. As always, whatever your sport and whoever your team, we wish them the very best of luck this weekend. This is Lee Middleton, and me and you are back together at the same time next week with more from the World at Play.